Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. So you want to stand out from the crowd as a mortgage broker this year? This is a question that many people have. And in fact, this is today's question, which was submitted by Mark John. And it says, is posting a reel a day and a post a day enough in 2024 to stand out from the crowd? So let's unpack this for you. So first of all, a reel, for everyone who's just for context sake in this, a reel is going to be a 60 second or less vertical video on a mobile phone. That that's what a reel would be. I posted to Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, we'll put it into that category as well. And then a post, I'm just going to class a post as anything. So it could be carousel, could be written, could be text, could be image, whatever it may be. It's just another post is what I'm going to put for argument's sake for this. Now, is that enough to stand out from the crowd? So first thing to unpack is standing out from the crowd. So the thing that comes up a lot with mortgage brokers is they want to stand out from the, they say, I want to stand out from the crowd. I want to be different. I don't want to be like everybody else. And the problem with this thought process is that if you are too different, it will make it too unclear for people to work out what you do. And if it's too unclear, if it takes them too long to work out what you do, then they will inevitably move on to your competitor. So this desire to stand out from the crowd, to be different from everybody else, is actually probably doing you a disservice, not a service, which is quite weird to think about, but it is. Because if you are trying to be a mortgage broker, insurance advisor, or whatever you're trying to be in regards to financial services, and you're trying to make people remember you, you want to do that with the path of least resistance. So to stand out from the crowd would not be my goal. My goal would actually be to be remembered. Okay, now to be remembered, you don't get remembered by standing out. You get remembered by being consistent. Okay, so that's really important. You get remembered by being consistent, because it takes around 8 to 10 online interactions before someone remembers you, let alone, and that has to be like meaningful online interactions, meaning they've seen you, they've swiped away, they've seen you. So your goal is not to stand out and shock them. Your goal is not to be an entertainer as a mortgage broker. Your goal is to demonstrate competency of knowledge, competency of implementation, social proof, and that you're currently active in the role. That's your four things you need to demonstrate. And if you can demonstrate those four things, then people will, over time, they will get to know you. So is that enough? Absolutely, that's enough. If you're doing it for the right reasons, it might not be enough if you're doing the wrong type of stuff. So if your goal is to, if you're trying to generate business from it, but they're the wrong type of content, then no, it won't be enough. So what would I say I'd focus on? The thing that I talk about a lot, as I call it, the 3C principle, or the personal brand foundation. And this is something that I've been observing for many years. And that is that every successful personal brand, every successful brand online follows 3C processes, which is clarity, consistency, and creativity. This has been spoken about on this podcast so many times. And there's a few things like the authority formula, like the 3C principle, like the basic foundation of brand touch points. All of these things are things, and top of funnel content. These are principles that have been going for since I've been working in this, because it's one of those very consistent things. They don't change. So clarity, consistency, creativity. These are the 3C principles, and they should be done in this order. So let's talk about that. Clarity. This is about how you can stand out and become successful, okay? Clarity of your message should be the most important thing. So once you're clear on who you're trying to reach, what you're trying to achieve, and what you're trying to do, that will make the content and the plan very clear, because you'll know it's not about what do you want, it's about what do you need to do in order to reach the goal you're trying to reach. From there, you then move into consistency. And consistency is how often can you show up over and over again. And the more you can show up and you can stay consistent in showing up, then that with that clear message, very important that you're consistently showing up with a clear message, you will win. You will build that reputation and people will remember you. And that will make you stand out because of that alone. If you are clear and consistent without any creativity, you'll stand out. Which leads me on to my third point, which is creativity. Now, creativity is the cherry on top. So the cake is the clarity, the icing is the consistency, and the cherry on top is the creativity. And that is how you then demonstrate your own creative voice through your content. And that is where you do share your personality and you share more about yourself and you explore creative avenues to demonstrate that. Now, that's the last bit of the puzzle, but you need the foundation for the other two before that's successful. The mistake that most brokers do is they come in at creativity first. So they come in and they're like, I want to be different. I want to stand out. And that's my favorite one, is I want to be different. And so they make creative content. They make content that is maybe bouncing off the wall a little bit, that it's a little bit edgy, it's a bit different. And they create creative content. They might be consistent, but what will happen is to create creative content, it's very difficult. So their consistency will drop once their motivation fleets, because they won't have the discipline. This is just a method that this happens all the time. So they won't have the discipline, because once motivation's gone, discipline's a different thing. You're going to find that they will be like, this is a lot of work to make these. And they won't get anything really from it, apart from maybe some accolades, people saying they love their videos, but they won't get any business from it because it's not very clear. Because clarity is the last thing they thought about. They didn't think, who am I trying to reach? What is the goal? What is the client journey that I'm taking? And how does this content fit into that? None of that. They just want to be different. Whereas the other way, start with clarity, you'll win. Because you're starting with a purpose. You start with a destination. Now, why do I talk about this a lot? This is what, when we think about this, we boil it down. Think about this for, and this is why this idea of posting one reel a day and post, is it enough? It depends on this idea. If you go from creative first, so you want to stand out, you want to be different, you want to be creative, it is selfishly led. It is coming from you wanting to look good. It's coming from you wanting to be important, to be different, for people to look at you and go, wow. So it's you, it's selfish. Now, don't get me wrong, it's not, nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying it's bad. It's selfish, though. It's a selfish motivation, is what we're talking about. Which means that's why it will very rarely hit the mark, because you're trying to take without giving. Versus if you go with a clarity, you go the other way around, clear, consistent, and creative. If you go from a clarity point of view, it's selfless, because you're not making content, you're not posting content, your content strategy is not made for you, it's made for someone else external from you, it's made for a ideal customer. What do they need? What do they need from me in order to move house, in order to, you know, feel more debt-free? What do they need from me? And that motivation, two of them, very simple. And this, by the way, is when people work with me, and people ask us, people copy what my clients do all the time, but they fundamentally miss that we are working on this. I am not trying to get people to, oh, now this is the secret hack to get more business with social media. It's not. It's about fundamentally building these principles. They're very clear, are very consistent. And if we work together long enough, meaning years, we get into creativity. And that is where you then become, if you've got all three of those in that order from that way up, you'll win. But the mistake that people make is if you're copying someone's piece of content because you've seen someone do a post about, I don't know, like one of the posts about like estate agents, like what we're doing, some of my clients doing recently, you're not understanding why we're doing it. You're just copying what people are doing. And it's just because you come in from a different angle. To answer your question on this, Mark, is, Mark's not doing that, by the way, but it's to answer the question of, is posting a reel a day and a post a day enough to stand out from the crowd? I would answer that question to say absolutely is. It might even be too much, but it all comes down to who are you trying to reach and what is the content coming from? Because if it's coming from a creative point of view with no clear message of who you're reaching, no, it's not. And 10 reels a day wouldn't make a difference. But if it's coming from a point of clarity of who they are, what you're trying to achieve, you have a 2-year, 5-year goal on what you're trying to achieve with this content, with your business, and who the person you're trying to help and the journey you're trying to take them on, then absolutely one reel a day would be enough. Less than one reel a day is like minimum, but that'd be enough. You wouldn't need to do any more. And so that hopefully answers your question. So it's probably posing more questions. And guys, if you have any questions you want answered on the show, do drop me a message. Feel free to drop me a message on Sundays on my Instagram. I leave on the stories, there's a question submission box on a Sunday. And if you put your questions in there, I will get them answered for you on the show and put them into the rotation. Anyway, have a wonderful day and I'll see you in the next one. Bye. So if you have ever got any value from the content I create, from this podcast to my Instagram content to the free mortgage marketing blueprint that I update every single year, and you would like to show your appreciation completely for free, then it would mean the world to me if you head over to LinkedIn and leave me a recommendation. Let me know your feedback on what you've got from the show. It's wonderful to hear how this stuff is affecting and helping brokers in the real world. Head over to ashborland.com/LinkedIn and it will redirect you there. We need to be connected. So if we're not connected already, drop me a connection request. And if we are, just head over, just click on the button at the top and click recommendation or recommend. And do fill out the rest. And it would, like I said, it really would mean the world. Anyway, let's get on to the next episode.